you know, there's a recent anthology of 19th century vampire books that's come out before Dracula, and actually that's over 1,000 pages. It's extraordinary. So I mean, the modern vampire is from these kind of weird documentary reports from the 1730s, which are strange events going on in usually Central Europe, and you know, precisely around where Bram Stoker situates Dracula in the Balkans and so on. So these sort of strange reports that get half believed, I think, in the so-called advanced West, half disbelieved, and nevertheless they love circulating these stories about graves that are open, people are still alive in them, and then the superstitious Catholic idiotic peasants want to stake this to the ground. And of course, you know, this is great stuff to prove how advanced and civilized we are. So there's lots of that going on. But then the literary myth really starts with Lord Byron's doctor, William Polidori, who wrote this fantastic story, actually, about, you know, the evil Lord Ruthven, who is scandalizing Europe by sleeping with all their daughters, but actually is this kind of vampiric figure as well. So that starts off the modern sense of the vampire as this, not the sort of shuffling, idiotic zombie that you get in superstitions and peasant belief, but actually the really kind of louche, aristocratic, masterful kind of single lone vampire who's after our women.